This is Kathy Forsty from KC Cafe Radio reporting live from Folk Alliance International. We're doing our hotel room sessions, inviting friends of KC Cafe Radio to come up and play a couple of songs for us and chat for a little bit. And two of those very good friends are the duo of Ravis Cole, Lori Ravis and Dennis Cole. Thank you for coming by and chatting for a little while.
It's our pleasure to be here, Kathy.
It's good to see you guys again.
Yeah, lovely. We love being with you.
We came down from Bellingham, Washington.
And boy, are our arms tired.
Yeah, we flew.
So, is this your first Folk Alliance conference?
It is our first Folk Alliance International or International Folk Alliance conference.
Yeah, we've been to the regional ones, but this is just, you know, a regional one on steroids.
Yeah.
It's been amazing.
Yeah. What's been your favorite moment so far from the conference?
I'm tempted to say getting to bed at night.
But really, it's connecting with the people who come see the showcases, who take the time to want to listen to our music and being able to share our music. It just means everything to us.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think the serendipitous moments. I mean, mm-hmm. you expect people you've heard about or kind of famous, et cetera. You hear them and you have an idea what to expect. But it's the pleasures of, you know, just listening to somebody that you've never heard of before, never seen before, and to be able to experience the intimacy of you know, a live performance in a small setting and with no expectation whatsoever, and to experience that connection that music can create between people. It's mm-hmm. beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And I really love the diversity of all the music, too. So even though the umbrella is folk, it seems like there's a lot of different opportunities right. for musicians. Everybody's kind of skating their own lane, which is great.
Yeah, I think it really, I know folk has this people idea of people thinking it's Joan Baez and Bob Dylan or whatever. But really, it's much more than that. It's really about traditional music from their countries and, you know, and then just sort of changing it around into their own style as well. I mean, hearing the Scottish music yesterday, it was really eye-opening. You had bagpipes on stage with electric guitars, and it was really interesting.
Yeah, I think that's where modern, or I don't know if it's modern, but music today seems to be blending a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Have you guys done any of the panels or gone to any of that stuff?
We have gone to a number of the panels and have been impressed by the, you know, the quality of the presenters and the quality of the information. When you get kind of sleep deprived, we're not as impressed with our ability to be able to retain all this on a long-term basis, but it's a tremendously stimulating experience and very, very interesting.
Mm-hmm. So you guys, yeah, your latest CD is called Electric Blue Dandelion.
It is, and it's been doing well. Thank you for playing it, by the way.
Well,
we appreciate it.
Letting us play it.
And we love that people are responding well to it. And the people have heard it. It's got a lot of rock bass to it. It's more like a mm-hmm. folk rock CD. So when it's the two of us, you'll hear more of an acoustic version
yeah.
of the songs.
Yeah, it's sort of progressive folk, I guess, is what I'd call it.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Yeah, and in some way, I mean, at least for today, it's sort of like Electric Blue Dandelion unplugged.
Yeah. Can you guys do a set title track?
Sure, that'd be great. It's Electric Blue Dandelion. Thank you. twilight darkens my way. River shoots acid snowflakes. Cold rush intimidates. Sediment spill shifts rock and stone and murky water. Unexplained, what remains? Space and time bend.
Ravis Cole, everybody.
Ooh.
Electric Blue Dandelion. So you guys are going to redo this album in a more acoustic version, right? Is that...
Yes, that's exactly what we're doing. We have a new album coming out in the summer. It's going to be called Into Me You See, which will be a new single on the album. And we are remixing a lot of the songs on the Electric Blue Dandelion that's been out for a year or so.
Mm-hmm.
And we're bringing in... we're stripping back the electric part of it. It's going to be acoustic-based, very organic, and layered with violins, cello, accordion, which may sound odd, but it actually is really, it adds a lot of different texture and flavor to it, and hand percussion, drums.
Very
cool. It's going to be more organic feeling.
Uh-huh.
And as we've learned more of who we want to be as artists and on our journey of artistry, we're realizing we're performing with two acoustic guitars and the two of us, so, you know, our music that we're presenting to the public, we should have options of like, hey, this would be, it'll be produced, but it will sound very organic.
So how many new tunes are on the new CD?
Well, there are the newest tune, Into Me You See, is an amazing song that Lori has written, and I think they're going to be people getting married to that song. It's it's beautiful. And it's kind of a cool play on words, the intimacy you see, into me you see. And we've also done a more recent updated version of Lori's song from a prior album called Thanksgiving. So those are the new materials that will be on there, along with a real interesting, I would say, remake of Chris Isaak's Wicked Game, where we bring in a strong reggae influence and, in fact, have a really cool guest artist who is performing on that track.
Yeah, he's a roots reggae artist. His name's LJ. So it's really, I mean, that's going to be the bonus track because it's a little bit of an outlier, but it's a lot of fun.
Very cool.
Yeah, we're excited about it. We've heard the things as it comes along. I mean, it's sounding really polished and smooth. And one of our favorite tracks. We won't have time to play it today because it's a little bit longer. But Aloha is just it's not what you would expect from the title. Mm-hmm. And the version of the strings in that really, really makes something that's sonically beautiful and just something we're very, very proud of.
Mm-hmm. Now, both of you write, right? Correct?
That's correct.
And how do you decide whose songs get recorded and put on the album?
Whoever is the most responsible about getting their song into playable order first. The reality is that there, you know, Thanksgiving was a song that Lori wrote before we knew each other. So that clearly is hers. We have the songs that we have written together, and Into Me You See is really Lori's song at the time. That's something that she's been mulling over and pulling together for mm-hmm. a while. So, you know, it's really whenever a song is ready. And I think that either way, whether it's a song that I principally write or more commonly that Lori principally writes, I mean, there's, you know, we're a team. Mm-hmm. And the arrangement of the song, some of the nuances of it that help make it be what you really hear, really is a joint effort. But I would say Lori is the more diligent of the two of us in terms of actually being structured and disciplined, you know, getting her homework done on time.
So she's better at doing her homework then.
She is more disciplined.
I enjoy doing homework. Yeah. You need to teach my son that. Enjoy doing your homework.
What time do you want me to come over?
Anytime. So you guys got another song for us from Electric Blue Dandelion?
Yeah, the next song that we'd like to play for you is a song called Holding On to a Rainbow. And this is the first song that Lori and I wrote together. And the song really came about on a cold, wet day on a bike ride when I saw a beautiful rainbow. And at that time, we were living in the West Coast and the East Coast. So Lori was in Boston and I was in Bellingham. And I was riding the bike and saw a beautiful rainbow and got to thinking about, you know, leprechauns, pots of gold at the end of the rainbow. And what would it be like to be able to actually hold on to a rainbow? Mm-hmm. And that kind of morphed into some other things, and together we came up with Holding On to a Rainbow.
Thank you.
And Dennis Cole, Ravis Cole, thank you so much for coming by and chatting with us and playing a couple of songs.
Thank you so much, Kathy, for having us at KC Cafe Radio.
Sure, thanks, and it's great seeing you guys again. And we'll look forward to the new CD coming out.
Hopefully the middle of June.
And the name of it again?
Into Me, You See.
Great.
And Ravis Cole is R-A-V-E-I-S. It's always hard. The Ravis Cole.
Uh-huh. K-O-L-E.
Yeah,
K-O-L-E.
Yeah. And that's so your website is ravenscole.com.
Ravenscole.com.
It is, and we're listening. We're looking forward to listening to more authentically brewed music on KC Cafe Radio.
Thank you, Dennis.